Hello, I'm Darren Jordan in Doha. With the top stories here on Al Jazeera, the UN Security Council has warned the conflict in Ethiopia's Tigray region could spiral into a civil war. It's calling for an end to the fighting and urging dialogue.
In a country of over 110 million people, over 90 different ethnic groups and 80 languages, no one can predict what continued fighting and insecurity will bring. But let me be clear. What is certain is that the risk of Ethiopia descending into a widening civil war is only too real. That would bring about a humanitarian catastrophe and consume the future of such an important country.
Poland is closing part of its border crossing with Belarus after large groups of migrants try to force their way through. Poland accuses the Belarusian government of helping people to illegally cross to get into the EU. The US has reopened its borders to all vaccinated travellers for the first time in 20 months. Visitors from more than 30 countries had been banned since early 2020 when coronavirus restrictions were imposed. Land borders between Mexico and Canada have also reopened. The committee investigating the storming of the US Capitol is calling six associates of former President Donald Trump to testify. The panel is determining if Trump and his team plotted to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. On January 6th, Trump supporters stormed Congress to stop the certification of Joe Biden's election win. A fire at a school in Niger's second largest city has killed at least 26 children. They were aged between 3 and 8. It happened in Maradi, near the southern border with Nigeria. Three classrooms made of straw have been destroyed. They're often used to make room in overcrowded schools. Protesters are calling for Armenia's prime minister to resign a year after he signed an unpopular ceasefire with Azerbaijan. The agreement ended fighting over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region, but it surrendered control of large areas of land to Baku. And US investigators have seized $6 billion in ransomware payments and charged two alleged hackers in relation to major attacks. It's alleged the men are tied to the prolific Russia-based hacker group R-Evil. It's accused of carrying out attacks costing American firms millions of dollars.